What's driving the recent market volatility? While analysts say it's a combination of factors, the slowdown in China and the steep plunge in oil prices. We spoke with Dan Varu, Chief Investment Officer at Palisade Capital, on Skype.
Crude oil going lower has really sparked global fears of not just the recession in China, but really a global slowdown.
But the simpler explanation may be pessimism.
CEOs today are feeling a lot less optimistic than they did just a year ago.
PricewaterhouseCoopers CEO Dennis Nally says the accounting firm's latest survey of business executives from over 80 countries shows about 1 in 4 believe the global economy is on the right track, compared with almost half just 2 years ago. Had they conducted the survey this year, the sentiment might have been worse.
If we would have done the survey in the first 2 weeks of January, given the environment that exists today, it'd even be worse. So it's not a pretty picture, to say the least.
And it's a picture tarnished by the economic slowdown in China, according to New York Stock Exchange Governor Peter Costa.
You have to be very, you know, very concerned whenever Chinese growth is lagging, because that definitely has effect on U.S. Corporations and multinationals. There's a lot of companies that do business with China, and if their businesses cut back somewhat because of the slowdown in China, it definitely affects U.S. earnings.
Still, many believe the U.S. economy is resilient enough to weather the storm.
We do see the risk of a recession as rather low. We put it at about 10 to 15%, which is pretty slim.
Dan Varu advises investors to look at the start of 2016 as part of a larger picture.
I believe ultimately we'll look back on this period of time, whether it's today or 2 weeks from now, that you could have made a lot of money if you put money to work into financial assets.